Running 2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Our Image of the Day blog carried a Dutch Ministry of Defense shot of a Boeing CH-74 Chinook. On the Do Line, Craig Hoyle wrote about UK Prime Minister David Cameron's trade tour of India, which included a fresh attempt to derail Dassault's apparent victory in the nation's medium multi-role combat aircraft contest. The timing really couldn't have been any worse, with Cameron having arrived on the subcontinent just days after Finmeccanica chief executive Giuseppe Orsi was arrested as part of an investigation linked to the sale of 12 Agusta Westland AW-101 helicopters. While that's an ongoing legal matter for the Italian and Indian authorities, the fact that the WIP transports are being built at the company's Yeovil site in the UK will not have been lost on critics. That's likely to mean more bad news, says Craig Hoyle. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Airbus has started fitting the sweeping winglets to the first flying prototype of its A350 twin jet, ahead of its maiden flight later this year. The winglets will give this variant of the A350 a total span of 64.8 meters. Airbus's latest aircraft specification document for the A350-900, released in December 2012, indicates that the winglet sweeps 5.2 meters from its leading edge attachment to its rear tip. American Airlines' proposed new chief executive evaded direct answers to questions about the future livery painted on the merged carrier's fleet. Doug Parker, chairman and chief executive of U.S. Airways and future chief executive of the merged airline, was asked repeatedly by reporters to comment on the soaring Spirit livery unveiled by American Airlines on January 17th. "We are so excited to be a part of American Airlines and the American brand, and there are a lot of decisions that are going to be made going forward," Parker said, responding finally to a series of questions on the topic. Airbus is opting to switch back to nickel-cadmium batteries for its A350 as a risk reduction strategy, but insists the change will not affect entry into service dates. It will continue to equip its flight test aircraft with lithium-ion batteries in order to preserve the schedule for maiden flight and initial envelope testing. Flight envelope tests are independent of the source of electrical power, and Airbus is still aiming to have the first flight test aircraft, MSN-1, airborne in mid-year. Boeing and Airbus are now entering into discussions with Lufthansa to claim newly authorized orders for 8 wide-body aircraft and 100 single-aisle aircraft, the German flag carrier says. Lufthansa's supervisory board, in a meeting earlier, cleared the company's executives to begin the negotiations with the airframers. Lufthansa currently operates a mix of Airbus and Boeing wide-bodies and narrow-bodies, but plans to phase out a fleet of 17 Boeing 737-300s and 22 737-500s by 2016. Lufthansa already signed an order in July 2011 for 25 re-engined A320neos and 5 A321neos powered by Pratt & Whitney PW1100G engines. The UK Royal Air Force has accepted 2 freshly modified BAE-146 quick-change transports, with the pair to be deployed to Afghanistan following the completion of training activities and electronic warfare system trials. Previously operated by TNT Airways, the passenger freighter aircraft have been brought up to the new C-3 operating standard under an urgent operational requirement deal contracted with BAE Systems during 2012. Now in gray service markings, the aircraft carry the military registrations ZE-707 and ZE-708.